In our gospel for today, Jesus is in the temple in his hometown. Just a few minutes earlier, he had read from an Old Testament passage, and we're told that up to that point, all who were present spoke favorably of him. It was cozy and it was nice until Jesus began to say things that those gathered simply didn't want to hear. You see, the Jewish people assembled in the temple that day had preconceived notions about the Messiah. And Jesus had just referred to himself as the one whom they awaited. But you know, this isn't necessarily what got them so angry. They were furious because Jesus said that the Messiah's hope and liberation was meant for everyone, not just a few. That's what made them so mad. That his hope and his liberation was meant for everyone, not just for a chosen few. The gospel tells us at these words, the whole audience in the synagogue was filled with indignation. Just who did Jesus think he was, anyway? After all, he was only the neighborhood kid, only the son of Mary and Joseph, and because they didn't like the message, they were quite ready to kill the messenger. Well, what about you and me? How do we react to the heart of the Christian message that says following in the footsteps of Christ means that we are to live lives of loving service to all persons? Are we willing only to hear the cozy and nice words that Jesus spoke? Or are we open to the entire message of Jesus? A woman named Nora had worked for many years in a large downtown business office, and no one had ever managed to get close enough to her to know her very well at all. Nora had a way of quickly turning off anyone who even tried to befriend her. She was a loner and a disagreeable one at that. Whenever a new employee was hired, the warning went out to stay away from Nora. That was the warning. Stay away from Nora. One day, a new employee named Margaret arrived on the scene, and in spite of all the warnings, Margaret made an extra special effort to let Nora know that someone actually really cared for her. And surprisingly, this honest expression of kindness eventually brought some kind of results. Nora was breaking out of her shell. She was communicating more easily. She even began to develop a friendship or two. And then early one morning, the entire office staff was shocked to learn that Margaret had died suddenly in the night. When Nora heard the news, she cried and said over and over and over again, she was the only Christ I ever knew. She was the only Christ I ever knew. My dear friends, if we do not have love for others, all others, our religion is only of the head. It is possible to know about Jesus, to memorize his teachings, and still miss the point of the Christian life. Someone has said that the longest foot in the world is the 12 inches between our head and our heart. If we are to be true to Christ, we must make sure that the head and the heart work together. In his hometown in the temple that day, Jesus was trying to help his neighbors understand the kingdom of God. Now, if I were to ask you what the kingdom of God means, many of you might answer, well, the kingdom of God is heaven. But the kingdom is not only heaven. The kingdom is not something that's only in the future. It is here and it is now. As a matter of fact, one day Jesus told his apostles that the kingdom of God was not only here and now, but that it was right in them. Right in them. I never forget my nephew. I've said this before. Where's Jesus? Down in my heart, Aunt Lacey. From very little to know that the Spirit, the kingdom of heaven, Jesus, that God is never any further away than right here in our own hearts. Never further away. We don't have to look out there. Because God dwells within us. The kingdom of God is God's love. And wherever God's love is found, there is the kingdom. When we recite the Our Father, we pray, Thy kingdom come. We are praying that one day God's love will fill the whole world and everyone will have God's love in their hearts. Everyone will receive loving service from their neighbor. Years and years and years ago, and I'm old enough to say that now, Father Flanagan's Boys Town was looking for a slogan, something to use to encourage people to support the endeavor financially. And while observing an actual event that occurred at the school, one of the most powerful advertising tools ever came into being. And it showed an older boy carrying a younger boy. And the caption under the picture read, "He ain't heavy, Father. He's my brother." The beauty of Christ's world is that we are all brother and sister to each other. Can you imagine what would happen to this world if everyone treated everyone like those two boys? Can you imagine what would happen in this world if everyone was willing to carry everyone else in some sense, to bear everyone else's burdens? Can you imagine what would happen to our own country, to our own city, to our own families, our own communities, and our own churches? I think the key question does have to do with our own church. Big church, with a capital C, church. You see, if we who have been made part of Christ in our baptism cannot learn to live the gospel in here, there's a little chance that anyone out there will ever know either. We're either working for the kingdom or we're working against it in some sense. We have the opportunity of maybe being the only Jesus that some will ever see. Of being the only Jesus some will ever see. Our first lesson today speaks of the calling of Jeremiah. And while his calling is recorded for us in the first chapter of the book of Jeremiah, we too have been called, and our calling is also recorded. Somewhere, in some church, there's a book that records the date of your baptism, the parish register. Who knows their baptismal anniversary date? Who can say, I was baptized on, okay, this is sad and pitiful. I want to talk to your godparents. Sad and pitiful. October 10th, 1970, First Presbyterian Church, Clinton, South Carolina. It's really a neat thing to research your baptismal date. And it's a legal document. It can get you through some trouble if you know it. It really can. So think about that. Think about celebrating your baptismal anniversary. In that simple notation there for anyone to read, we have recorded the date when we were called to be God's witnesses, to speak and live God's word before all others. We've been called by our God, commissioned and empowered by His Spirit to bring to each other and to all the good news of salvation, the good news of acceptance, the good news of encouragement, the good news that love really is and that love really does something. Let us look to our God and learn from our God. And as God shows us in Christ how God chooses to treat us, so let us learn to live a life that treats others in the same way. For we are not created to be judges. We were created to be brothers and sisters. As you go about your life this coming week, try to remember that just as Christ came for all people, so are you, baptized person that you are, to be of loving service to those you encounter, wherever. Be a Christian, not in name, but also in deed. In name and in deed. Let our relationships be such with others that they can say, I saw Christ through you. For you may be the only Jesus some will ever see. Amen.